Okay, let's move on a little bit then. I mean, the issue about empires is that there's a range of them, and they often extend and arrange over a longer period of time. The next issue is I want to talk about what sorts of issues and debates are there at primary level in relation to teaching about the Holocaust, which obviously is framed in a much shorter time period, but obviously still has got lots of inherent complexity. So, Karin, I wondered if you could start with that in terms of sort of thinking about what issues and debates are there at a primary level in relation to that topic.
Yeah. For many primary schools, it's not a topic that they necessarily do anything with. If they do, it may be through telling the story of Anne Frank. And again, the questions that I've raised before are, I think, especially valid here. It's very easy to slip into inappropriate teaching with younger children. It's not appropriate to be dealing with the camps with the children. Mm. You know, when I did my Holocaust fellowship and we went to Yad Vashem, and they say, well, we take younger children, we may take them to gates, but we never go through. And that's what you can do with Anne Frank to a certain extent. You know, what we should not really be looking at, there's life in the camps, all of that sort of stuff. Really, we're looking at things like the Kinder transport. The Kinder transport is a subject that can be done as a controversial subject in school with children, only really with older children. We're only really looking at years 5 and 6, you know, and I have done some amazing work with children investigating the story using, I think we need to use individual stories. We need to use the eyewitnesses and testimony where we can. And we've done it using art and music. So they tell the story of the Kinder transport through art and music. And certainly children in doing that have demonstrated an amazing ability to sympathize rather than empathize. We really don't want any drama or empathy in that sort of way with children. In being able to consider what the issues were in relation to their own understanding of what it would be like for them to have to leave their homes, to have to select a small suitcase to take with them, to have to think about not knowing where you're going. And so from that is, and the Holocaust Education Trust also have done some excellent work on this, and again, it's generally around a redemptive story like the Kinder transport.
Yeah, if I could come in here, I mean, Holocaust Education Trust has some excellent materials in terms of comparable to what Karin just said in terms of families, their experiences, and again, that's suitable for Key Stage 2 children, and again, that's a way of actually bringing it into a very personal level, but a meaningful level for children of that age. And again, I'm thinking in terms of if schools are in the vicinity, the Holocaust Education Centre up at Laxton in Nottinghamshire actually traces the journey to the Kinder transport through a museum. Again, it's excellent in its own right. And again, children can go in, they can pick up objects in terms of the person's home, classroom, etc. And again, it makes it tangible.
Yeah, it's just about those individual stories that children can understand and equate their own experiences to. They're really important, I think. Yeah. Real people and real events. I think whatever we're doing in history, no matter from Key Stage 1 up, it really should be about real people and real events. So we're not doing dinosaurs and we're not doing Cinderella and history.
The other thing is I think one issue I think Karin was correctly, I fully agree with it, is the idea of not using drama. You can't actually imagine what the situation was like for people experiencing Holocaust. And the other issue is the problems with using certain aspects of fiction, particularly postmodern fiction. The obvious,
yeah,
there is Boy in Striped Pyjamas, which is, again, Don't use that image. Do not use it. Exactly.
Wrong.
It's inappropriate, and it's powerful. But it, again, once children have got that image, unpicking it later on is so difficult.
Yeah.
So it's again, knowing how to pitch it. And I think going back to what we said at the beginning of the talk in terms of pitching things at the right level is particularly evident with this topic. But
I think the other place where they might encounter it as well is through Holocaust Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And again, if it might be through an assembly, they may have a visitor come in, a survivor come in and give some testimony, or they may be using the Holocaust Memorial Day materials, which again are very useful if that's what you're wanting to do, to bring that in that way.
So. Okay, that's great and really useful as well, because it points out places that teachers can go. But I think the clear message is actually, yeah, this requires a great degree of sensitivity and knowledge and training to do this effectively. And that means certain options really should be avoided, like role play and perhaps some aspects of historical fiction.